Hello, hello, and Schwartz. Okay, let's just do this. Christian Post. Look, I'm talking about what Christians think is important. Christian Post, NFL hosts LGBT. Oh boy. Not again. NFL hosts LGBT Pride Night ahead of Super Bowl. Over 40,000 sign position opposing event. Just a brief note, LGBT, they didn't include Q in the title, although they do throughout the rest of the article. So probably just an editorial oversight. All right, the National Football League held its LGBT, well, they didn't include it here, LGBT Pride Night on Wednesday in Las Vegas, days before Super Bowl, whatever those Roman numerals are, as a petition calling the league to cancel the event, amassed over 40,000 backers. Sorry, trouble reading it. You both started with a B. Is this Christians calling on someone to cancel a thing? Is this cancel culture? as a part of a series of events leading to Super Bowl Sunday's game between Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers. Go Niners. That was my editorial. The NFL hosted a Night of Pride in collaboration with the LGBT advocacy group GLAAD Wednesday. I don't know what that acronym stands for. It doesn't matter. Let me just read a statement here from the group. Our third annual A Night of Pride with GLAAD is yet another strong step to accelerating acceptance and demonstrating the NFL's unwavering support of the LGBTQ community, said NFL Senior Vice President and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer Jonathan Bean. We look forward to continuing and strengthening our efforts to ensure football is for everyone. This is a pretty innocuous statement. And if you go through the years, you could just implant this statement everywhere for every oppressed group. You know, we want to make sure that football is inclusive to Black people. You know, they could have said it then. We want to make sure that football is inclusive to women. You know, they could have said it then. So we want to make sure football is inclusive to the LGBTQ community. That's a very actually innocuous statement. It would be strange if they didn't make it. Also, this is a third annual event. They've been doing it for a while. So it's fine. GLAAD CEO Sarah Kate Ellis praised her organization's relationship with the NFL as committed to creating spaces where all fans can celebrate and to growing important visibility for LGBTQ fans at the Super Bowl and all season long. This, once again, this sounds pretty innocuous. Visibility and representation. Which everybody wants. She cited the event as a necessary part of continuing and strengthening our efforts to ensure football is for everyone. All right? What could possibly go wrong? Who could possibly have anything against that? The Pride Night event received backlash. Oh, no. In the form of a petition. Oh, no. calling on the NFL to, wait for it, cancel the event. Christian cancel culture strikes again. Christians invented cancel culture. Oh, not in this era. Way back in the first century, one could say St. Paul, the fake apostle, invented cancel culture in the Corinthian letters, which came out before the Gospels. So don't say that, you know, it goes back to Jesus. Yeah, that's been a part of Christianity for 2,000 years. No one has canceled more people in society than Christianity. One of the most powerful cancel cultures in the world, and more broadly, religion in general. One of the most powerful cancel mechanisms the world has ever known. It's only been named cancel culture, in a bad way, by Christians when Christians, for the first time, became targets of cancellation. Yet then it's cancel culture. Then it's bad. It's good when Christians do it. I mean, Harry Potter comes along, cancel. Disney, cancel. Cancel everyone and everything. Every politician that doesn't say God at least five times in their speech, cancel. And so, here they are again, plying their trade that they have mastered over 2,000 years, calling on the NFL to cancel. Let's read a couple more paragraphs and then we'll get out of here. The petition was spearheaded by Return to Order, a project of the, get a load of this name, American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property. Well, what could go wrong here? Which describes itself as an organization of lay Catholic Americans concerned about the moral crisis shaking the remnants of Christian civilization. Okay, these are nut jobs. Nut jobs. Nobody talks like that. This is how they describe themselves. While a night of pride with GLAD has come and gone, the petition accumulated 44,000 signatures of bigots as of Thursday afternoon. I'm sorry. It doesn't actually say of bigots. Another mistake on my part. It just seemed to be the natural follow-on. I expected it. I was anticipating. Sorry about that. Addressed to the NFL, the letter accompanied the petition, condemns Pride Night as a terrible sin of scandal. Really? Really? But what about, what's happening during Pride Night that makes it a terrible sin? What, what exactly? That, okay, here it is. Normalizes homosexuality. Right, the last thing that a Christian wants is for homosexuality to be normalized. They want it to be scandalized. Not humanized. Not normalized. And celebrates a natural vice. Homosexuality is as natural as pizza. Every society, every culture has invented some form of pizza. Like maybe forever. Homosexuality is just that. It is not an unnatural, and it is not a vice. It is neither unnatural nor vice. As normal and acceptable. This is what they fear. This is what they fear. It's already happened in the church. A slim majority that's growing fully accepts homosexuality. As not a sin, not a big deal. They support gay marriage. It's already happened. That's what they fear, because when that happens, they become irrelevant. The only way for them to remain relevant is to be the arbiters of everyone else's morality. And when people stop listening to the church, as if the church has some kind of God-given right to define morality for everyone, when people stop listening, the church loses relevance. This has been the church's issue. This has been their fight for a little while, and they have been losing. It scares them to death. The idea that homosexuals might be represented in commercials, that they might appear publicly and not be scorned, thrown out, or canceled. The church has been trying to cancel them forever. Can't do it. Not working this time. It warned that the social acceptance of this vice threatens the moral foundation of America. Once again, if this is what you think, no one should listen to you. You have zero say with regard to morality. You believe that a woman being in love with another woman threatens the foundation of America. What are you smoking? And constitutes, it goes on, a serious offense against God and his law. I am sick and tired of Christians telling me that I have misunderstood God and his law. Christians have been defining it for years. Here they are. Don't be upset with me. Be upset with your own side. This is how you have been defining real Christianity. You know, boots on the ground, butts in the pews, real Christianity forever. This is how you define it. This is how you define your God. So don't come at me for accepting your definition of your God. Maybe you Christians should get together and sort it out before you come at the rest of us. I just want to get one more paragraph here. All right, a couple of short ones and then one more. The petitioner asked the NFL to cancel, again, the world's oldest cancel culture machine, the church, asked the NFL to cancel the event and stated the NFL has long had the reputation of being a neutral venue where politics and moral issues are put aside. First of all, that is just a lie. That is just a delusional lie. It's never been the case. What Christians think of neutrality is when society agrees with them, then it's neutral, right? That's neutral for them. The NFL has always sponsored an almost reverence to the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. You cannot get a more political act than that. It's not neutral. It's highly political. It's just one that Christian nationalist nut jobs like. And so it's neutral. The NFL has never, well, I shouldn't say never, but for a long time, they did not recognize or do anything to surface the representation of same-sex couples or homosexual relations or LGBTQ people at all. And so as long as those people were effectively canceled, then it's neutral. But the moment you acknowledge them, then it's not neutral. You see, that's how Christians define neutrality. You agree with us. Neutral. You don't agree with us. Now you're controversial. Yeah, one more paragraph. Year after year, the promotion of sinful behavior is becoming more prevalent. I mean, if you think about the staggering, the bewildering list of normal human things that certain Christians call sinful behavior, one wonders how any society could exist outside of theocracy in a very narrow, exclusive nut job theocracy of that. Worse, it goes on. It is often done on live television. Are these people all 95 years old?
There is dancing on live TV. They are dancing. On live TV?
What the hell are they talking about? And I wonder why they're becoming more and more irrelevant. As Christians, here they are defining Christianity. If you're a Christian and you don't agree with their definition, maybe you should speak out. Maybe. As Christians, they say, we cannot settle for neutrality and lukewarmness. We must stand up and say no when such a supposedly neutral event pushes blatant immorality. Now, notice the shift here. They want the NFL to be neutral on these things. When the NFL makes a decision that they don't like, then they state, oh, we can't possibly be neutral. You see, neutral is for everyone else to be, which is defined by agreeing with us. The moment you don't expect us to be neutral. We're not neutral. We're not going to stand idly by for that. This blatant immorality. I'm just going to flip down to the comments. Christian Post. These articles, I throw the links up on the site. You should click on the links just to read the comments. They get pretty interesting sometimes. This one is from Max. We'll end with this. While the NFL is the Catholic Church's number one competition for attendance on Sunday, it is not a church. And the secular laws of America say LGBTQ people are equal citizens. If an entertainment sports organization wants its business, marketing to that audience is 100% legal. And he concludes, what the petition does say is that you can always find 44,000 anonymous bigots for something pointless. I couldn't have said it better myself. Do you guys want to say it better? You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.